Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for this morning. So today we are reading from 1 John chapter 2, verses 12 through 17. I am writing to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on the account of his name. I am writing to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, dear children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. Yeah, so this passage is interesting because in the beginning, he's talking about these he's writing to. He's calling them children who have received the forgiveness of Christ, those who have known God, those who are living in this way of Jesus, who are following Christ. And then he goes into this idea of not loving the world or anything in the world. Now, we have to be careful here because obviously when Jesus was on this earth, Jesus loved the people of the world. Jesus loved people that the religious leaders thought he should not love. He loved, as they often called them, the religious people would call people sinners. I put air quotes around that all the time because all of us have sinned. But tax collectors, prostitutes, those are the people that Jesus was accused of eating with and sharing life with. That Jesus seemed to love the world. He loved people in the world. What the book of 1 John is talking about here, though, are the systems of the world. And we can see that when we see that he talks about everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, comes not from the Father, but from the world. So I always like to, when I talk about this idea of the world, separate the people of the world from the systems of the world. So the systems of our world say things like, you always need more and more. That's called consumerism. You need to go out and buy more things so that you'll be happy. You need to gain more power. You need to gain more wealth. The systems of the world say that we need to be important. We need to be first. The systems of the world say we need to do whatever pleases us and not worry about anyone else. That would be the pursuit of pleasure. The systems of the world continually ask us to look out for number one, ourselves. And the book of 1 John here says specifically, don't love that system. Don't love those systems, the systems of power, control, of being number one. And Jesus' kingdom will be things like serving instead of being served, about losing your life, about loving others, about forgiving others instead of holding grudges. And so the book of 1 John picks up on this and says, that's the stuff you're not supposed to fall in love with. And it's easy to get caught up in that stuff. It really is. We are surrounded by it 24/7. We have advertisers who tell us we continually need more things. We have people saying, well, if you don't go take it, no one's going to give it to you. You can't lay down your life. You need to go take what you want. You need to be first. And Jesus says, no, you need to be last. You need to be a servant and to give your life away. You need to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And so 1 John says, if you really have the love of God in you, then you will not love the things of the world. You will not need the power, prestige, consumerism, pleasure, like all the things that everybody else is seeking in society and has been Since the beginning of time, we act like all of these things are new, like everything's so new because maybe we have some technology, but things like power, money, and sex, like, never go away. Pleasure, money, power, those things always are with us. And so the book of 1 John says, love the things of God. And if you love the things of God, if you love God and then you love people created in the image of God, love your brothers and sisters is what we read yesterday, then you will not be interested in pursuing the things of the world, as he calls them. The people of the world, yes, you should always love the people of the world because God loves the people of the world. So as you go out there today, maybe one of the things we need to learn is to discern the messages we're hearing all throughout the day. Are they from the world? Are they telling us to serve ourselves, to gain power, control, consume more, seek pleasure? Or are they the voice of the Spirit that says, forgive, serve, give your life away, love? Those voices, the voice of the Spirit is the voice we need to discern to hear amongst all the other voices that we're being told here in this world. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day. Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes, or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.